we've been looking at the subject of healing of soul and spiritual hurts, spiritual and soul hurts. And there's so many folks that are really going through some difficulty. If you haven't listened in to the whole series, the series is being processed to go up on Grace Point Ministries, our website. To find it, just go down the page. It says find out more about Grace Point. It'll take you a direct link to the ministry page. When you get there, go down on the right. At the bottom, it'll say Radio Archives, Radio Sermons. You hit that, it'll take you right over to the page where you can listen to every single thought here about this subject. And prior to that, you can listen to Understanding Curses. That's all the way in. It's done. All you got to do is go, you know, at your leisure all the way through. I suggest you go from part one to the end and not skip around too much, okay? Because everything builds. It's like a house. Everything builds on something else before it. Everything builds. Okay, let's talk about what we did yesterday. Again, we cannot go through everything. You know, we just can't go through every single solitary teaching. We're talking about hindrances to being delivered, unfamiliarity with the process, unconfessed sin, unforgiveness, major fear, incorrect thinking, medications, anger, disappointment with God. We looked at spiritual examples, how Moses was just angry at God. You can read about that in Numbers 11, 10 through 15. I mean, Moses was hot under the collar with God about what was going on. We also looked at David, the man after God's own heart. Think about it. In Psalm 10:1, Psalm 13:1, and Psalm 43:2, he's asking God why. You can sense the tone of his words. You can just sense that tone. We looked at that. And we looked at some real sources of hurt. And we need to say, we need to stop blaming God. I gave an illustration yesterday in my own life, what happened when things were going very sideways. And I was just so angry, disappointed. See, we looked at blocked emotions. Some people just take everything and they just, you know, kind of like put it inside of them. They're somebody's inside people, you know. They it's just in there, it sees. I think some of the problems we're seeing were these people running around and shooting everybody. I believe it's a point of seething. They sit there and they just cook. And of course, the enemy gets immediately involved and he tells them all kinds of things. You know, you need to do this, you need to do that. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? You'll be better off. Go back and shoot them. Go kill them, then kill yourself. I mean, you see this all the time. Let's go after, and you just kill and maim, destroy, and you'll feel better. Yeah, right. So we've got to look at some things that we really need to get a hold of to get rid of all these soul spirit hurts. Now, in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 8 through 10, there is a basic command. They're commands is what they are. absolutely commands. And these commands are strong. They're very strong. And there's no doubt about it, they are strong commands. And here's what it said, Colossians chapter 3, 8 through 10. But now, this is from the NIV version, but now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these. All right, what's he talking about? What's Paul? What are these? All right. But now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these. Anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is renewed in the knowledge in the image of the Creator. Now, the King James Version says you must also put off all these things. NIV says you got to get rid of all these things. So we're commanded to get rid of negative emotions and negative behaviors. Think of this right now. Think of this. Who's commanded? Think of this. Now you must put off all these things. Now you must get rid of all such things. We usually say, okay, God. Okay, Lord. Anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language, lying. That's your department. That's your area. Doesn't say that, does it? Here's why. Because there must be a willingness on the part of the person to get rid of anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language. They must want to get rid of it. And a lot of people don't. They just don't. They sit there and seethe. Now, what's sad is that Christians are the one he's speaking to. He's speaking to the church at Colossae. He's not talking to the rank unbeliever. Not talking to the sinner man, sinner woman. No. He's talking to the church. Wow. It's in your Bible. It's there. But now you must rid yourselves. Now, God will help you, but you got to decide to get rid of it. You know, God's, you know, one time there's a guy that had problems with smoking. I know this is not the same thing here, but yet it's the same principle. And he said, I want to quit smoking. Fine. That's easy. It's easy to get rid of this. I'll tell you how in a minute. See, it's not that hard. It really isn't. And he said, I want God to remove the cigarette from me, smoking. And the pastor says, God's not coming down here and snatch the cigarette out of your mouth. He's not coming down here. Reach his holy hand, grab that smoke, and snatch it away from you? No, 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 no. He'll help you. He'll minister to you. He'll strengthen you, but you got to do it. You got to say, I'm tired of this. And there's only three times in life people are tired and get changed. Only three times. You ready? Number one. They know enough to change. They say, this is not good. They hurt enough to change. This is hurting me. Or they're forced into change. They're forced into change. putting a person in a bed in a hospital on oxygen is going to force them to quit smoking. Do you understand me? You see? Know enough, hurt enough, forced into. Now, let's take a look at this for a second, okay? I'm going to tell you how to get rid of anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language, and everything else. I'm going to tell you, in 2 minutes or less, you can just be done with that. I mean, 2 minutes. And the habits and the this and the that that people struggle with. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Easy. No sweat, no strain, no strife. Here's how. Pray a simple prayer and put in the area that you want God to take from you. Okay, you ready? Practical application. Remember what it says, Colossians 3:8. But now you must rid yourself of all such things, anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you've taken off your old self and its practices and put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of the Creator. Okay? You ready? Okay. Heavenly Father, repeat it after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Father, you're going to help me to get rid of these things. And I know, Lord, in the next 1 minute, the thing, the area is going to be delivered from me. I know that. So, Heavenly Father, now, church, if you just put it in whatever you need to put in here, all right? I'll go through examples, and you just put whatever you need is necessary. Lord, help me to quit smoking. Lord, take anger, rage, malice, filthy language, and lying from me. Okay, whatever that item is, okay? Are you ready? Here comes the deliverance. Here it comes. And Lord, if I ever do it again, kill me. Hello? If I ever do it again, kill me. Hello? Are you there? Huh? Now we're serious with God. I prayed with a person like that at an altar one time. I'm having a hard time with this and having a hard time with this, and I'm on drugs, I'm on alcohol, I said, give me 2 minutes and all that will be gone out of your life. Oh, yeah, God, you know, give me 2 minutes. When I got down to the place where I said, they say to God, not to me, God, if I ever do it again, kill me. He said, I can't say that. I said, why? He said, you mean to tell me if I take another drink, I'm telling God and give him permission to kill me? Yep. I can't do that. Why can't you do that? Why can't you? Why can't you do that? Tell you why. Because you're not ready to let it go. You're not hurting enough. You're not being forced. And you don't have the knowledge you need. Because that's the only 3 times you change. You see, if we want to get healed of inner soul, spirit hurts, be willing to let them go. Be willing to stop. Don't keep hitting your finger with that hammer because it's going to hurt every time. Stop. Let them go. God, I'm going to let go of that hurt. I'm going to let go of that person. I'm going to let go of that situation. I'm letting that away from me. I'm pulling out. I'm letting it go. It's going to go. It's going to go. It's going to go. And it's going to go. Not, I'm not sure if I really want to let it go, because I enjoy beating that person up because they hurt me every once in a while. I enjoy taking them out of the cage and beating them and whipping them and putting back in the cage, and I walk away feeling better. But the problem is you get the tormentors. You get the tormentors. See, rid yourself of the negative emotion and behaviors. Ephesians chapter 4, 31, Paul says this. He says the same truth, and then he adds in 32, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has forgiven you. It's two commands, get rid of and be kind, get rid of and be kind. See, it's absolutely crystal clear. It's not to hurt the other people that hurt you. It's not permissible to spew venom into the other person's. Then what shall we do? David, who was the psalmist, poured out his heart to him, and he simply said, God, search me. Know my ways. Know what's within me. And if there's any wicked way in me, forgive me of it. Be real. You be real with God. You just become real with God. God, I'm going to become real with you. I'm just going to become real with you. Psalm 142, David complains. And he is in prison in his soul. Listen to this. Psalm 142. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. So he's talking out loud. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him all my trouble when my spirit was overwhelmed within me. Then I knows, here's what he says. Then you knew my path and the way which I walked. They have laid a snare unto me. I looked to my right, and behold, there was no man there who knew me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land. Tend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from the persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of the prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou deal bountifully with me. Notice the pattern. This is King James, by the way. Notice the pattern. Notice what he says. Lord, here am I. Here's my heart. Here's the problem. Help me. See, Jesus in the garden said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. And then he says to the Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thine. See, if you look at the passages, you look at Scripture, good place to go, right? And those that really, really, really was touched by God was very real with him. That's right. They were very real. No beating around the bush. No games. No excuses. No, it's their fault. No, because it's them. You see, you have to give yourself permission. Let me try to help you with that, all right? You see, you tell God how you feel. Well, God knows how I feel. Yeah, I know he does. But the point is, you tell him, it's not for God's sake, it's for yours. See, years and years and years and years, it's a big cycle. Merry-go-round, cycle of defeat. Years of suffering, his emotions, kids do things, and now the guy's 30 and he still has the bad feelings. I mean, just goes on and on and on and on. I just can't get rid of it because so-and-so did something to me. And you got to get real with that. Got to shift the paradigm. You got to say, you know, yes, Lynn Ketcher hurt me. And yes, 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 yes. 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 And he hurt me. They hurt me. She hurt me. Yes. Give yourself permission. Heard that correctly. Give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to be healed. Wow. Give yourself permission. That's right. Give yourself permission to be healed. I'm writing that one down. You see how to get rid of the soul spirit hurts? Release. Say, you know, God, you know, Lord, I'm tired of hurting all the time. See, anger, you're angry at somebody. I'm really angry at them. Okay, fine, be angry. But sin not. Ephesians 4, 26 through 27 says, be angry and sin not, and let not the sun go down on your wrath. See, be angry, but don't stay angry. And don't pour out your anger on others. Don't just pour out your anger. Don't do that. Because they don't know about it, and you're being destroyed inwardly. You know, you're angry at somebody. I know you are. Whomever, wherever, you're angry at somebody. Family members, friend, co-worker, the boss. I used that illustration, the boss, and they looked me right in the eye and said, well, I'm the boss. I said, fine, then stop being angry at your employees. A little kindness goes a long way. Get all that bitterness and rage and slander and anger and malice away from you. Doesn't mean that they didn't hurt you. It does mean that you got to give that stuff away. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, whom you are sealed to the day of redemption. Understand what I'm saying. Give yourself permission to be healed. Heavenly Father, today, in this time together, talk about healing of soul and spirit hurts. Father, help them, O Lord. Help them, O God, that they'll be able to rid these things and be healed. In Jesus' name.